Welcome, everybody, to episode number 63.
It's time for Road Trekking, the podcast. Traveling North America in a small motor home. Exploring, camping, boondocking, embracing the RV lifestyle. And sharing tips and where to go and how to keep things running right. Here's award-winning journalist Mike Wendland and his network of road trekking reporters.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Road Trekking, the RV podcast, Thanksgiving week edition. Whether you have a small RV, like the Road Trek Jennifer and I travel in, or a great big Class A motorhome, a fifth wheel, a pop-up, heck, even if you dry camp out of your car or tent and are just thinking about getting an RV, this show is for you. We're talking about being out there, enjoying God's creation, meeting interesting people, finding great campsites, exploring the countryside, and sharing tips on keeping our RVs running right and using the right gear and technology to enhance our camping experience. That's what Road Trekking, the podcast, is all about, the RV lifestyle. And this episode of Road Trekking, the RV podcast, is brought to you by Van City RV in St. Louis and their partner dealerships, Creston RV in Kalispell, Montana, and Wagon Trail RV in Las Vegas, bringing you the largest inventory of Class Bs from three locations across the country. From Aldi, A-L-D-E, the only name you need to know when choosing a heating system for your RV. By Leisure Time RV, a family-owned dealership in Central Florida. Your vacation starts at Leisure Time RV. And Verizon Wireless, the nation's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. Well, welcome everybody to our Thanksgiving Week 2015 edition of the podcast. It's going to be a little bit different. We're going to try and hear from a whole bunch of our friends from the Road Trekking Facebook group and also from our Road Trekking reporters who you read on our blog throughout the year. All of them passing along their Thanksgiving Week greetings to you. We've got some interesting news of the week that we want to touch on a little bit later on. For those of you who like Yellowstone, and that's, of course, Yellowstone National Park at the top of everybody's bucket list, one of the great attractions there are the vast herds of bison. The National Park Service wants to cull, to slaughter 1,000 bison over the winter. They say the herd is too big. Well, actually, they say they have plenty of room. It's just that in the winter, the herd likes to travel off into Montana, and people there don't like it. So we'll dig into that. This is a pretty controversial thing, and I'm curious to get your reaction to it as well. So we got that and some technology tips and off-the-beaten-path report. Lots, much more coming up in the podcast. But right now, my lifelong traveling companion and my bride, Jennifer. Hello, my dear.
Hello, Michael.
Well, we are coming to everybody this week from the Cheehaw Parks in Albany, Georgia. And what a delightful place this has been.
It is an unexpected surprise.
Yes. I wrote on the blog earlier this week, and that was your word that we used. We're actually down here, as many of you know, making a movie on our grandson, Nick. A little bit more about that later on his senior year of football in high school. They're going to be in the state championship. They're playing to be state champs in their division coming up Saturday. But anyway, I got a cold, and then I passed it on to Jennifer, and we were banished. We were told to get out. Well, we were going to stay at our son's house.
I needed to be banished because we were down here. We attended the Friday night game, and Saturday morning I woke up with a fever and laryngitis, so definitely a virus, and I needed to get out of that house.
So they banished us, and we are out at Cheehaw Parks, not far from their house. Beautiful park. We have it pretty much all to ourselves. A moment ago, there was a 10-point buck. This is the rut, you know, the rutting season. Running literally through the campsite, and he's chasing the does. The does are running for their lives, and he's running everywhere. But so we're watching that. There's maybe a 4 or 5 rigs here in Albany, and we'll be here right through. But we've really enjoyed this little respite.
It has been surprisingly nice. I mean, I don't think I'd like it during the summer when the humidity's 120 and temperatures high 90s and the gnats. But it's absolutely beautiful right now.
Now, we mentioned to everybody that we're down here, and we've been talking about that on. We've been traveling down here to Albany pretty much nonstop since the end of July, and I shared a couple weeks ago, we're making a movie, and the movie is all but the last game, the state championship games. Nick's team, the Deerfield Windsor Knights, won all the playoff games. Last Friday night was the semifinal, and now Saturday they're on their way to Macon, Georgia, and Mercer University, and they'll play for the state championship. And we've been doing an hour and a half right now, a movie on this football year. And we're really excited. I'll have to put it up on the Facebook group page tomorrow. Tomorrow night in downtown Albany, Georgia, at the historic State Theater, we're doing a world premiere of the movie for the community. And the team is going to be bussed in, and parents and family and friends and community folks from the school and elsewhere will all see it. World premiere of my movie tomorrow night. I am actually nervous about that.
We better watch it this afternoon just to make sure there aren't any little glitches and that everything is perfect. Although you spent, I think, all day yesterday trying to critique everything.
Yeah, it has been a labor of love, and we've been doing this just for the fun of it, just as a gift to our grandson Nick. And in the process, I've ended up with the whole team feels like my grandkids. So yeah,
it has been just the biggest blessing to us to get to know these kids and their parents and their grandparents. It is a labor of love.
It is. Well, we are in the road trek on Thanksgiving week, and I know many of you are at your Sticks and Bricks home. This is one of the least traveled RV weeks of the year, because most RVers spend with family and friends. And so we hope and pray that you have a very blessed Thanksgiving. This, of course, is for our American listeners who celebrate the American Thanksgiving on Thursday. For those listeners in Canada, and we have a lot of you in Canada, I'm sure you had a great year. Thanksgiving is a couple, 3 weeks before ours, so we hope you had a blessed one as well. We're not going to cook a turkey here in the RV. And if we're still sick, we found out that the Waffle Hut is open.
Yeah, they invited us to come back on Thanksgiving. They're open.
So if we're still banished because one of us isn't feeling well, and the reason is they don't want us, our son doesn't want us in his house because they don't want to get Nick sick. And, you know, wide receiver and running back.
The team needs him.
The team needs him. And so we've been banished to our road trek. And have really enjoyed it. But I'm really excited about being able to show the movie tomorrow night to the community and big theater. It's on the marquee. It's going to be fun. I'll put a site up on the blog later on. Okay, so different Thanksgiving. We're going to take an easier program this week. Lots of little information bits, but I hope you enjoy it and get a chance to listen to it. As we always do, it's time for Jennifer to get to work for a second.
Is it a gadget, a recipe, a tip? Whatever she has in store for us, it promises to make the RV lifestyle a little more fun or efficient. Here's Jennifer with her RV tip of the week.
First, I want to share some feedback from a listener who called in to say how she liked the PostinoApp.com that I talked about a few episodes back. This is an app that lets you send postcards with your photos on it. They even mail them for you.
Hi, Jennifer and Mike. This is Patty Burkett from Granville, Ohio. I'd like to thank Jennifer for a recommendation she made a few weeks ago. We recently returned from a trip to Argentina to visit our daughter, not in the road trek for this trip. While we were there, we used Postino, the postcard sending application. Sending a postcard from another country is a real crapshoot. You really don't have any idea if it's going to get to the recipient, and especially how long it's going to take. With Postino, we were able to send personalized cards with photos of us at cool Argentina sites straight from our cell phones to family and friends, as long as we had Wi-Fi, and they arrived in just a day or two. Two thumbs up for this really handy service, and thanks for the tip.
Well, isn't that nice?
That really is nice, and that is just this wonderful way to send postcards and your favorite pictures and let your loved ones know you're thinking about them.
Well, I'll put a link back up to that app if anybody wants to get it. And what it is you use your own photos, and then you can buy postage, and they'll mail them out for you from somewhere in the States. Like Patty said, it's they arrive in just a couple of days, and you don't have to find a post office.
Pretty and cool. I got to say, arriving in a couple of days, we mailed some postcards, and it took a year for them to get there. Somehow they got lost in the shuffle at a campsite that we were at. I mean, we've had all kinds of experiences with mailing postcards.
Yeah, where was that? You put it in some
campground. That was in the Badlands.
In the Badlands, and somebody opened it a year later, and it was the postcards.
It changed management, and the postcards were discovered.
Okay. Time now for your tip.
All right. Today's tip is about keeping a record of the places you camp. Grab a pen and paper and start keeping track of the places you stayed in a notebook, or use your tablet and smartphone's note app to record where you stayed. Maybe even taking a few photos that will refresh your mind. But no matter how you do it, let me encourage you to keep those easy records. Do a quick campground audit at the end of each trip to make notes about the campsites you used. List the sites that might be better for next trip and document the campsites to avoid. This is especially useful when you're traveling through that area again, but also when folks ask for recommendations, you can consult your notes and give them valuable advice.
Questions.
You've got them. Mike and his network of road trekking reporters have the answers.
Here's one of our listener RV questions of the week.
Well, we've got some questions and comments and lots of Thanksgiving greetings that we want to play for you. But first, this very kind call that one of our listeners phoned in.
Mike and Jennifer, love your podcast. Also enjoy PC Mike. Glad to hear the success of your grandson, Nick. I bet it is a blessing to have that in your life. Sometime when you're in the Emerald Coast area, stop by and see myself and Gene. We live in Panama City. We have a road trek popular 190 that we bought from Leisure Time RV with your suggestions. Thanks for everything you do. Bye for now.
Well, the Emerald Coast, one of our favorite areas. We've spent a lot of time there this year.
We have, and I would like to check out that area a little bit more.
Yeah, we don't do much in Panama City, Panama Beach, which is a little to the eastern end of the Emerald Coast. It's a little crazy there during spring break and sometime during the summer, but boy, it is a gorgeous area. And the rest of the year, it's just fine. So we will. Thank you for phoning that in. I don't think our listeners know how much we enjoy getting those messages like that from our blog.
It's just so nice to hear voices and to know that when we're sending this out, that folks are enjoying it.
I mean, we're here sitting here in the back of this little road trek in the middle of an empty campground, and we're talking to each other and, you know, with all of our tech gear and our little portable studio, but you know, we don't know there's anybody out there, and if you hear it, send us. It makes us feel a little silly just talking in the air like this, but knowing that you're there and that you're listening, and it just helps. And we love your suggestions. So that little leave voicemail link on the right hand side of roadtrekking.com, you can use the microphone on your computer, and it's great to get those messages.
There is such a wealth of information that all of you have out there, and if you can send it to us and so that others can hear things that you've learned, tips that you can pass on, it's awesome.
We would be very thankful.
Yes, we would.
On this Thanksgiving week. Let's jump into email. This one came in. It says, "Hi, Mike and Jennifer. I saw a demo on your new road trek, and now I can't find what exact model it was. Was it the stock RS E-Trek Sprinter? No, it wasn't. It was the Road Trek CS Adventurous XL. And it's on the regular Sprinter chassis. It's not on the XL Sprinter chassis. That's the XL part. It's about 14 inches long. There are really three different sizes of Sprinters, at least in the road trekking manufacturing end of it. There is the SS, which stands for Short Sprinter. And that is it's about the same in the back with the room you have, but they basically take out the chairs, you know, the passenger chairs behind the driver and the front passenger. So that has a little shorter length to it. And then there is the regular, or the RS, regular Sprinter. There is the CS Adventurous. There's the TS, Touring Edition Road Trek. There's the RS Adventurous. There's the E-Trek. Those all come in that that regular length, the RS length. And then over the last year or so, there has been the one that we happen to be using, which is the XL, which gives you about 14 inches more length. And it's in the rear of the coach. And I like it because it gives me a lot more storage room. I'm able to take two of those gravity chairs. That's what they're officially known as. We call them something else.
Look up at the sky.
Yeah, well, Jennifer calls them look at the sky chairs. Look up at the sky chairs. And we've got two of those, and then we have two folding chairs. And you know, I've got a little style. We take a studio with us so we can do the podcast on the road. And that's where that 14 inches is really, really nice. And that's the one we had. Okay, this email continues. It's from Mark and Judy Kramer, by the way. Kramer, and they are from Sacramento, California. I like the idea of a heated floor, as my wife is Japanese and they always take their shoes off even in the home.
And that's a good thing to do, to take your shoes off in the home, because I was just showing Mike an article about all the germs and everything that you track in when you don't take off your shoes. I've often thought about that. Like, you have chemicals sprayed all over your grass, and then you walk around your grass, walk in the house, on the carpet. It's just not a good idea. It's a very good thing to take off your shoes. Have a pair of slippers by the door.
And that heated floor that we have with our system is because, and you'll listen to it, they're one of our sponsors later on the podcast, is Aldi, A-L-D-E. They make a wonderful heating system. In fact, I'm sitting here with my stocking feet on. Temperature outside is in the 60s, and we've got the door and the window open, but I'm in my stocking feet, and there's still a little bit of heat on the floor.
I love the heated floor and also the heat in the bathroom, because our first road trek, we didn't have heat in the bathroom.
And
it gets pretty cold with those doors shut when you go do the winter camping.
Yep.
So we're spoiled.
So the heated floors on the road trek option, you need to have the Aldi, A-L-D-E heating system. And then the third part of their question was, you were talking about your AC unit being installed underneath the RV so that you can have more room for solar panels on the top. And yes, we do. The whole roof of our road trek is solar panels. This is on the CS Adventurous XL. And you can order this with any road trek. You can get they kick the air conditioner down below, and the compressor and the air conditioner unit is mounted underneath the unit. And we have used that now all year long extensively. It works flawlessly, and I think it's a little quieter than having the air conditioner on the roof. Maybe it's just, you know, my imagination, but I love having that extra solar power. So you can talk to any road trek dealer and they'll be able to tell you that. I don't know whether other manufacturers, I don't know of any of them that make the air conditioner option underneath. I don't know any of them that have a full roof of solar like this. I do know that Aldi, the heating system, is available from many different manufacturers. So, Mark and Judy, we hope that answers your questions, and we wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Well, as I said, we have a lot of friends out there on our Road Trekking blog, a number of road trekking reporters, and you read them every day. We have pretty much fresh content on the blog every day from a network of road trekking reporters who are from coast to coast, and many of them have become almost household names in the RV community, as so many of you have read them and began to follow them. And also on our Road Trekking Facebook group, which I think is the most amazingly supportive, active Facebook community I have seen. It is an incredible example of a family, a giant family, how you can become a family online, and that is our Road Trekking Facebook group. And we've got a number of moderators there who help keep everything going right and the conversations right, and if spammers try to get in, we get them off, or if you get people trying to, you know, grind a personal axe, or every now and then you get what they call trolls, people who want to throw up some argument that takes everything off task. And that's what the moderators do. They help us keep on track. And they're a wonderful group of people. So I've asked them all to sort of just pass along their thanks. You know most of them. You read them on our community or you read them on the blog. So let's start off. One of my favorite people who I have met this year is, and she's known on the blog or on the Facebook group as MJ, MJ Courier. But we can say that MJ stands for Mary Jane. And Mary Jane stopped by to say Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, Mike and Jennifer. Happy Thanksgiving week. Mary Jane Curry calling in to wish you and your family a wonderful Thanksgiving celebration this year. I'm certainly counting my blessings for so many things. First and foremost, my best friend and partner, my husband, Jeff, the love of my life for over 36 years. Our family, two grown kids, Shannon and Ryan, their spouses, and six fabulous grandchildren. My sisters, brother, and their families, our friends, co-workers, and the cyber family, friends and acquaintances, on the Road Trek, the group site. Retirement for us is now just months away, giving me even more thanks to embrace the footloose fun and adventure ahead in our RS Adventurous. Visiting destinations across the U.S. and Canada. Looking forward to seeing and meeting other road trekkers, and thankful to have this opportunity. Mike and Jennifer, thank you for being a gift to this community.
Wow, a gift.
Well, I don't, gee, we've never been called a gift before.
Mary Jane, that was very kind of you. And thank you so much for your Thanksgiving greetings. And I know everybody else's. Can you believe it? I can't imagine how excited you guys are. Just almost there to retirement. And that's a great place for people to start plugging into the podcast and into our Facebook group and the blog as you're thinking about retiring. So you can figure out where you want to go.
And making that list, the places you want to go first and second and third and just gathering information.
Well, next up on our greetings is one of my favorite people from our Road Trekking Reporter group of blog contributors. Her name is Janet Arnold. And Janet, wow, she's got a great story. Janet tragically became a widow about, I think, two or three years. And following what she thought would be the advice and what her husband would have liked, I think her husband's name is Jim. Janet took off, never RVing in her life, in her little road trek SS. And she not only took off in this thing, she did a cross-country trip. And then just a bang-up job, and she chronicled most of it on our blog for us, on the Road Trekking blog. And then this year, she just did another one, even longer. Just Janet and her cat meeting friends along the way and kind of adjusting to this new life of traveling alone and always with this spirit of optimism and joy and share so much. And we are just so excited to have Janet as part of our Road Trekking reporter team on the blog. And Janet stops by to say what she's thankful for this year. And this is an interesting thank you. So thank you, Janet. Let's listen to you.
Hi, this is Janet. Happy Thanksgiving to all you roving RVers. This year, I am thankful for my chiropractor, who is always able to fix me up after I do one more grand adventure.
You know, those grand adventures included horseback riding and bike riding and hiking. And you got to go back, and if nothing else, go back to roadtrekking.com and look under Road Trekking Reporters. You could follow Janet's. But happy Thanksgiving to you, Janet. And we look forward to watching and following along as you set out on your next trip in the new travel season. On the Facebook group, we've got a number of moderators. I think we have about a dozen moderators in all. And we've become a family within the family of the larger Facebook group. One of my favorites is, I think she's from New Mexico. And she's always on the Facebooking group, and you can say hi to her. She's got a great sense of humor, and she is a delight to have with us as this part of this road trekking family. Jennifer Fawcett.
Hi, Mike and Jennifer. This is Jennifer Fawcett from Goodyear, Arizona, and I wanted to wish you and everybody at the road trekking site a happy and fun Thanksgiving. Keep it safe out there, and keep the shiny side up, the rubber side down. Point your road trek towards the sun, and have a great holiday.
Thank you, Jennifer. Jennifer from Arizona, not New Mexico, Arizona, and great sense of humor though. I love reading her stuff. She's a lot of fun.
Yeah, just that simple comment to keep the rubber down and the other up.
Yeah, you never know.
Head towards the sun. Yeah.
Okay, here's somebody else who, as soon as you hear her voice, you're going to know who she is if you've ever met her. And if you're on the Facebook group, you certainly have met her, but you may not have heard her voice before. I'm just going to play the voice and then. And then let everybody who knows her say, oh, I know who it is, and then we'll tell you afterwards. But listen to this lady. She's part of our moderators.
Happy Thanksgiving to all my road trekking buddies out there. I want to wish y'all a happy Thanksgiving, a safe one, and I hope to see you out on the road sometime this year. Happy trails.
Happy trails. Who's that?
Oh, that's Lisa.
That's Lisa Gruner from Huntsville, Alabama. First time we met Lisa in person was, did we meet her? Was it at the road trekking 40th anniversary about 3 years ago
in
Branson, Missouri. And oh, can this lady cook pecan pie, bread pudding? I don't know if she cooks all that stuff in the road trip.
In a crock pot. Yeah.
And one of the most hospitable people that we have ever met. Just thoroughly a delightful woman. Love her husband, Bill. I think he's a rocket engineer at the space guy. And Lisa worked at the Space Center there in Huntsville. So, they're just a delightful company. You'll find her on their Facebook and group as well.
And Lisa came to my aid with her friend Debbie when I was sick this past summer in Montana. They watched Ty for us.
Oh, that was so great. That was at our road trekking Montana boondocking photo safari. One of the most truly memorable times I have ever spent in an RV. Memorable for a number of reasons. First, it was just spectacular country. We had great weather and wonderful people. We all boondocked in the middle of the Beartooth Mountains, and that alone was well worth it. And we talk about Lisa. My favorite Lisa memory is Lisa was with a group of about a dozen or so of us that took this hike up to a waterfall. We had to climb the last, 500 feet was rock climbing. I mean, straight up. And Lisa, bless her soul, she made it up to the top, and we all got some great photos. But the other reason it was memorable is because you, my dear, came down with bacterial pneumonia out there in Montana.
Not my idea of a good time.
No, and had to be hospitalized. And we had Ty, our Norwegian Elkhound, with us at that time. And I had to be with you, and Lisa just stepped up with Debbie, and they took Ty in. I think Ty didn't want to go home with me. They spoiled that boy something terrible.
My favorite memory about Ty was you telling me about that you had a pizza party.
Yes,
and you're
we
up
did.
There talking, and Ty was in the trash can eating every pizza.
Not only that, we were having a pizza party. Everybody was eating pizza. Road Trek had put pizza out for everybody. We're eating pizza. And I'm talking to the group, going over what we're going to do the next day or whatever it was, or introducing the photographers who were teaching or whatever. And they're all laughing at me. And I'm wondering why they're laughing. Well, I had Ty, I was holding him on his leash, and he was reaching into the trash, pulling out pizza. And then he even grabbed one from Jan Simon. Took Jan's. But Lisa took care of it. So as we kind of recount here on this Thanksgiving week, all the things and all the people that we are so thankful for in this wonderful lifestyle of being able to travel around in a small motorhome. So that is Lisa. All right, here is one guy who needs absolutely no introduction. He has been a road trekking reporter for, I think going back about 3 years now. The blog itself is 4 years old, will soon be 5 years old, and he's been 3.5 maybe, written many of our most popular posts and articles on there, as well as very active on our Road Trekking Facebook group, and he's also one of our moderators. He needs little introduction, but he introduces himself anyway. His name is Camp Skunk.
Hi, Mike. This is Camp Skunk. I just want to wish everyone out there a happy Thanksgiving. I am very grateful that I had a great year out touring the country and that I'm back with my family now in Florida. I'm going to spend the holidays with them. It's just been a wonderful year. I am Sharon and I have really enjoyed touring around, and we just finished coming back across the bottom of the country and seeing new stuff everywhere we go. So it's been really nice and makes you grateful for what you got to see stuff like this.
Boy, what a lifestyle it is, and you're so right. Camp Skunk, one of my favorite guys, and just one of the nicest guys that you will ever find, helps everybody.
Camp Skunk and Sharon, they live in theirs full-time, and they just go to all the beautiful sites and remote places and enjoy life.
Camp Skunk is the boondocking expert. I mean, he and Sharon have stayed in some of the most spectacular places that you'll find anywhere. They usually can find a spot all by themselves, so they don't have anybody around, and the most billion-dollar views. He has a theory about traveling in that he doesn't want to go where the temperature gets above 70. So they start off in the in the fall and or in the spring each year, and start traveling to the southwest, and then they make their way up to the Pacific and the Pacific Northwest and the mountains, and head all up and down and around that area and have just a great time. So Camp Skunk, we wish you a happy Thanksgiving. He spends, they come make all around the country, come back every year to his Florida, to his family in the Florida area. And they spend Thanksgiving and Christmas there, and then they take off again. Live full time in a road truck, CS Adventurous XL, same thing that Jennifer I have with their cat, Fiona the Fearless. And if you've not read Camp Skunk, go back on the blog, roadtrekking.com, and look under Road Trekking Reporters and just start clicking away, and you'll get some great expert advice from Camp Skunk.
He is a wealth of information.
And he comes off as, he'd have you think that he's a curmudgeon, but he's really a softy. Everybody that he has helped so many people. I've watched him, and he's just done it on our rigs. Get down on his back, crawl under road treks, fix stuff for people. And you'll recognize him. He's got the ponytail, and he's got a tie-dyed shirt. One of the most interesting backgrounds of anybody I've met in this road trekking lifestyle. And if you meet him, you'll have to ask him to tell you his full background, or maybe we'll have him do it on the blog sometime, or at least as best he can. But great guy, and truly, he's become a great friend. Another friend that we've met from our Facebook group, and he's also one of our moderators. We met him in person just a few months ago in Hershey, Pennsylvania, Dan Halloran. Hi, Dan.
Greetings, Mike and Jennifer. Thought I'd stop by just to wish you guys and all the road trekkers out there a happy Thanksgiving. And I hope your year was as great as mine was, and that the future is even better. I've been really blessed with my family and my children and my grandchildren, and you really can't ask for much else, but hey, I asked for a road trek and I got one, huh? So I'm real thankful for that, because it's opened my world up to a lot of great people out there on the road trekking sites, and has been a real asset to my life and my wife Anne Marie's life, and we look forward to carrying this on till who knows when. So you guys have a great day, and wish you the best, and don't eat too much turkey. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much, Dan. Dan gave us a ride, I think, back to our where we were staying there at Hershey, and what a great guy. He came all the way down to say hello to us, and we were thrilled to have had the chance to have met him and enjoy his company. So many memories as we listen to those voices, so many great times that we have had. It's been a great ride this year. How much have we been on the road, Jennifer?
I would say at least half the time.
I would think it'd be a little more than half the time this
Well,
year.
Summer. Once we started in May, we were off and running.
We started off, with our first camp out of the year in January of last year. We spent the New Year's down in Florida.
RV. Down in the Destin area.
Down in Destin, the Emerald Coast. And then we came back to Michigan and went up to Tequamanon Falls and spent the last weekend, I think, of January with about 40 other road trekkers from all over the country. And we played in 3.5 feet of snow. We're going to do the same thing this year. And if you're interested in that, just drop me a note. You can send a note to me through the Road Trekking website, and we've still got spots. But we've got more than that coming already. So that's our Thanksgiving mix of questions and feedback from so many people. Jennifer, I need to ask you, what are you most thankful for this year?
I think all the beautiful places that we have been to and seen, and the kind people that we have met. I really do feel that this is a family out there, and it's been a very good year.
It's been a great year, even though if I start to recount to people all the things that kind of went wrong with us, from you're getting pneumonia, Ty, our dog, he was really our traveling penny. We've lost him. He died in July, and boy, this road trek is still empty without him. Getting robbed in St. Louis, near St. Louis, that was an adventure.
That was a life lesson.
It was a life lesson. But through it all, we have just had an incredible year. But I guess the thing that makes this lifestyle so swell is the people. It's the people that you meet along the way.
So many good, kind, generous people.
Yep, and it has been just an awesome time. All right, my dear, we've got a state final football game to win on Saturday night, and we'll be down here in Albany, Georgia till then, back on the road, heading up to the snow-covered roads of Michigan at the end of the week, and then the Christmas season at our home in Michigan, and then we get to start all over again. And we want to wish everybody out there a happy Thanksgiving. All of you out there, we hope and pray that you have a great holiday season with family and friends, and then a wonderful 2016.
We do wish that. A very, very happy Thanksgiving, and that the holiday season, that you're able to be with many friends and loved ones.
All right. Well, thank you, Jennifer. We got some other things we're going to hit to on the podcast, and we'll see you in just a little bit.
This means I have to go finish the laundry?
Yeah. Yes. You have to tell them that. She's, yeah. It's another reason we like this place. There's laundry facilities right next to us almost here in this empty campground. So, yeah, you got to go finish the laundry. All right. Say goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye.
All right, my dear. Well, thank you so much. And we'll have a great Thanksgiving. And you can go back and do the laundry, and I'll do the rest of the podcast. Sponsoring this part of the podcast is Van City RV in St. Louis and their partner dealerships Creston RV in Kalispell, Montana, and Wagon Trail RV in Las Vegas, Nevada, bringing you the largest inventory of Class Bs from three locations. All three have a great fly and drive program. They'll pick you up from the airport. They'll reimburse you $500 towards your airfare. And then your RV will be fully prepared for travel, complete with full tanks of fuel and propane. Let's check in with Dan the Van Man. Happy Thanksgiving, Dan. Hope all's well at Van City RV and your partner
Thanks,
dealerships.
Mike. Hey, I got two great specials for you this week. We have two Road Trek 210 Populars. One is a gold with 23,000 miles loaded up, $58,995. I have a 2008 Road Trek 210 Popular, white and silver, 77,000 miles loaded up, ready to roll, $53,995. Give us a call at 1-800-467-3905 or check us out at vancityrv.com.
News. Mike's got news. RV news, travel news, tips and trends about the small motorhome lifestyle. Here's the road trekking news of the week.
Well, it's been a crazy weather week across the country. It started really over the weekend with the first massive winter storm that swept through the upper Midwest states. But as that storm began out in the west, particularly around Idaho, it started with a massive windstorm. And from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, the Tamarack RV Resort on Government Way suffered a tremendous damage from last week's windstorm. It destroyed five RVs out there. And some of the folks were full-timers. So when their RVs were destroyed, they essentially became homeless. Tim and Charlie Morgan is one couple with their seven-year-old daughter, Alisa. They say they're homeless, basically. A tree completely totaled the motorhome in which they lived. They did not have insurance, they said. Red Cross can't help them either for some reason. And for the time being, Charlie said, they've been staying at a motel with some friends and family. They met with Red Cross Monday and they gave them a check, but that's about all they, she said, they can do. They don't help people who live in motorhomes, unlike people who live in regular homes. Isn't that something? I never knew that before. They are homeless now, and they bought that motor home, and they were living in that and enjoying it. And here's what happened. She says that she was in the back room of the motor home with her daughter, and somebody knocked on her door. And so she left that room with her daughter and walked to the door and opened it and crashed. Just then a tree toppled by the wind hit the back room. She said, we would have been back there if it wasn't for somebody at the door. Somebody's looking out for you, Charlie. That is a wonderful saving example of how that tree, as bad as it was, that door knock saved you from getting crunched by it. The tree toppled as a power pole, which also fell on top of their motorhome and ruptured a propane tank when it went down. It was just a mess. The heads of the park, the people who owned the park, said that it was just devastated the park. They're trying to clean it up, get it back to normal. But five other RVs were wrecked as well by that. So tough stuff with wind. The ground speaker at the park, Ron Inham, said that he has been working all week now to clean up the trees. And he said that this one was the worst he's ever seen in terms of wind damage, annihilating, again, five trailers and damaging many, many others. So for the year, as we're here in 2015, this has been an awesome year for the RV industry. We've got some new statistics that back up that assessment. According to the Recreational Vehicle Industry Association, the RVIA, RV shipments in 2015 expected to top 365,000 units, which would be the highest total since 2006 and the sixth consecutive year of growth since sales bottomed out in that 2009 recession, which was the low point of the Great Recession. But RV popularity isn't only a recent phenomenon driven by economic winds. According to the RVIA, motorhome ownership has now reached record levels, with more than 9 million households in the U.S. now owning an RV, the highest level ever recorded. It marks a 16% increase since 2001, a 64% jump since 1980. In a Harris Interactive survey on the benefits of RV ownership, people said that experiencing nature and outdoor activities and enjoying quality family time were the reason they went into RVs. Owners said they built stronger bonds with loved ones. They eat healthier food on the road. They enjoy sleeping their own beds and using their own bathroom facilities. And that there are even financial benefits to the RV lifestyle. A vacation cost comparison prepared last year by PKF Consulting USA showed that a family of four can save 27% to 62% on vacation costs by traveling in an RV, even when factoring in ownership costs and fuel. So for a two-person traveling party, those savings work out to like 11 to 48% savings over a traditional vacation. And one more story, this one from Yellowstone National Park. And officials there proposing that 1,000 of the park's wild bison, most of them cows and calves, be killed this winter. Bison have been culled from the park annually since 2000 as part of an agreement between Montana and the federal government to keep the bison population around 3,000 or so every year. There were about 5,000 bison in Yellowstone this summer, according to the Associated Press. And the agreement to cull the herd is a 15-year-old compromise. During harsh winters, here's the rub of this. This is the heart of the problem. During harsh winters, Yellowstone bison often will migrate out of the park looking for food into southwestern Montana. And so as the park's bison population grows, more animals end up migrating out of the park. And ranchers in Montana worried that the bison would infect their herds with this disease that has been virtually eliminated from Montana cattle. It's called brucellosis. Reuters says that many bison have been exposed to brucellosis, which can cause cows to miscarry their young. So ranchers are concerned about overgrazing as well from the bison. This year's 1,000-head target is not yet final. Park officials say they need to meet with Native American tribes and state and federal officials to finalize their plans. And if it's approved, this cull of 1,000 animals would be the largest in 8 years. Last year, park officials planned to kill up to 900 animals and actually ended up killing 737. The culling program has been controversial from the start. Every winter, some of the culled animals are killed by hunters, including Native American tribes who do have agreements with the park. Others are slaughtered for meat. The National Park Service is well aware of how the public feels about the beloved bison of Yellowstone. They've even put up an FAQ on the Park Service website that explains that few facilities need bison for research, that there are restrictions on when and where they can be hunted. A Yellowstone spokeswoman tells the Associated Press that the cull is required by the legal agreement with Montana and not by environmental factors. And listen to this quote. This is from Sandy Snell Dobert. She told the Associated Press this. She's the Yellowstone National Park spokeswoman. She said, "If there was more tolerance north of the park in Montana for wildlife, particularly bison, to travel outside the park boundaries, it wouldn't be an issue." In other words, they wouldn't have to kill these bison. You know, this is a similar issue with the wolf population in Yellowstone, because the wolf population is very fluid. It travels a lot, and often they will move outside of the park boundaries, and there's been a lot of incidents where they've been killed by ranchers. So a little battle of Yellowstone continues, and it's a tough issue, tough issue. That's our news of the week. And this portion of the podcast brought to you by Alde, A-L-D-E, the only name in heat that you need to know for your RV. The Alde system is a hydronic system that brings you many features and benefits that you will not find in any other product. For one thing, it is a silent radiant heat, providing a warm, even, natural heated interior. And let me say, I can attest to that this week. As we said at the start of this podcast, Jennifer and I are in the Cheehaw Park near Albany, Georgia. We have the park pretty much to ourselves. And the temperature at night has gotten right around freezing, about 32. And we've had the heat on our Alde system. You don't even know it's on. You don't hear it. The reason you know it's on is because it's 32 outside, but it's 72 inside. And when you get up in the middle of the night, as we got the option to have heated floors, we have heated floors. This is what Aldi's hydronic system can do. It is so nice. You get out, you pad out of bed barefoot, and the floor is heated. So comfortable. So nice. Aldi has lots of options and amenities. You can get towel warmers, like I said, floor heat, tank heating, so four-season camping, and you can have the engine heat recirculated. We do that as well to keep the coach warm as you're driving down the road, and then when you stop someplace, it's just as comfortable as can be. Aldi, A-L-D-E, it is the only name that you need to know when you're choosing a heating system for your RV.
Traveling with technology. It's time now for our RV Tech Tip of the Week.
Okay, I've got some apps for you this week, and if you're driving, don't worry. I'll have apps. I'll link to the apps on the show notes page for this episode, which is just go to roadtrekking.com/63, roadtrekking.com/63. Now, here's the apps. These are kind of interesting apps. Everybody knows the value of sleep, right? But it can be, especially as you get a little older, it can be especially tough to come by. And especially when you're in a busy time like the holiday season, which is a stressful time of itself. Well, there's some apps that I have found that can help you put worries about long sleepless nights to rest. These are great apps that you're going to want. The first one is called Sleep Cycle 5. And it wakes you up when your body says it's time. What you do is you place your smartphone next to your bed, and the app then analyzes the sound of your sleep. I don't know how they do it, but they do. And when the app can determine that you're in the lightest phase of sleep, that's when it wakes you up. The developers say that by waking up in that lightest phase of sleep, you'll not feel as tired for the day. And it's free. The app is free. It's called Sleep Cycle 5, free for iOS and also Android. If falling asleep is an issue, you may want to consider SleepBot. This is an app that includes settings to play ambient noise that will help you fall asleep more peacefully. You can set multiple alarms. SleepBot also tracks habits based on sounds. It'll wake you up when it determines you're in the lightest phase of sleep. It's also free for iOS and Android. Again, it's called SleepBot. One more, Sleep Genius. And this is the only one that costs. This is for iOS and Android, and it costs $4.99. But it's a pretty complicated app in that very easy to operate, but it has a lot of functions that its aim is to improve your sleep by helping you fall asleep and then stay asleep with audible programs designed to promote what they call the optimal night's sleep. I have no idea what that means, but that's what they say. Sleep Genius also has a program that will let you sleep in a power nap as well as a relaxation mode. And it wakes waking less jarring because it has a very gentle alarm program that will kind of ease you awake. And again, Sleep Genius is $4.99 for iOS and Android. I'll put links to all these, and you can check them out on the roadtrekking.com blog show notes page, roadtrekking.com/63. This part of the podcast is brought to you by Verizon Wireless, the nation's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. Choosing a prepaid plan just got easier. You can now select from 5 new prepaid plans for your basic Verizon phones and smartphones with no annual contract, no credit check. Simply choose the device that you want and the plan that best suits your needs. You pay ahead of time. You commit for as long or as little as you want. No surprises, no hidden fees, and of course, on the best network. It's always easy to add more data to your prepaid plan anytime you need it. Simply use the Verizon app or visit My Verizon Online to add one of the following packages. You can get $5 for 500 megabytes, $10 for 1 gigabyte, $20 for 3 gigabytes. It's all there. It's the Verizon prepaid pricing site. I'll put a link to it on the show notes page that give you all of the different options. You can also visit roadtrekking.com/VZW for more information about how technology can enhance and improve your life.
Time now for Off the Beaten Path,
a unique road trekking RV podcast travel suggestion
you probably won't find in a guidebook.
Here's Mike.
And this Off the Beaten Path report is phoned in by our friends Tom and Patty Burke.
Hi, Jennifer and Mike. Fall color season is over, and we thought road trekkers might benefit from a bit of advice and some things to see in the Northeast, where fall color is big business. First, remember that telling tall tales is a respected pastime up in New England, so take what official state sources tell you with a grain of salt when it comes to leaf color. Everyone wants Columbus Day weekend to be the peak moment for foliage, so they'll tell you it is, whether it is or not. We like a website from the National Forest Service and an app called Leaf Peepers to get the straight story.
If you're going northeast for the season, here are a few stops you might like to make. The first is the King Arthur Mills Bakery and Store in Norwich. King Arthur began milling their flour in 1790 on the Charles River near Boston. At some point in its history, it moved to Vermont and has developed into a beautiful shop, bakery, and kitchen open to the public. They offer several baking classes each day, some by reservation and some for walk-ins. You can buy anything from a souvenir t-shirt to a 50-pound bag of flour in the shop, and the cafe features locally sourced food as well as baked goods made on site.
East on US 4, you'll find one of Vermont's most beautiful bridge views, crossing the Queechee Gorge. You can park at the edge of the gorge and walk out onto the bridge for a long view of the chasm and the river running through it. This was the site of a woolen mill for many years, and their reprocessed wool was used to make uniforms for the Boston Red Sox, the New York Yankees, and blankets for the U.S. military. There's a nice campground here from which you can explore the gorge on foot or take a hot air balloon trip over the gorge itself.
If you head south on U.S. 5, you'll find the Harpoon Brewery in Windsor. Take a self-guided tour of the brew works, then settle down for a good lunch or some serious beer tasting in their pub. The brewery faces a small park surrounded by interesting local businesses featuring food, beverages, and craft work. Behind the outdoor store is the Path of Life Sculpture Garden, a beautiful spot for a walk that includes a hedge, labyrinth, and some remarkable sculptures.
If you enjoy history, the Calvin Coolidge Homestead in Plymouth is a must-see. Well-preserved barns and a home gather into a small settlement that includes a working post office, a creamery that makes delicious cheese, and a restaurant. It's a delightful hillside ramble for a fall afternoon.
Vermont has great visitor centers on the freeways, Ben and Jerry's ice cream, mountains, rivers, and interesting little towns around every turn, and great photo opportunities. Come for the leaves, but don't leave it at just that.
I like that. Don't leave it. That's Tom and Patty Burkett. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much for phoning in that Off the Beaten Path report. And if you have one, you can also send it in. We'd love to get Off the Beaten Path reports. If I use yours on the air, I'll send you a free road trekking hat. This part of the podcast brought to you by Leisure Time RV, serving Central Florida and the internet from Winter Garden, Florida. Leisure Time RV. It's a family-owned dealership in Winter Garden near Orlando, which has been in business for, gosh, more than 45 years now, and consistently among the very top road trek dealers in North America. They have a full line of the road trek inventory, as well as travel trailers and used RVs. Jennifer and I have visited Leisure Time RV. We've gotten to know the staff a little bit over there, and we know they're very impressed. We are very impressed by the honesty and integrity and the first-rate service we found there. Let's check in with Ken Prentice from Leisure Time RV to find out what's happening this Thanksgiving week. How you doing, Ken?
Hi, Mike. Ken here from Leisure Time RV in sunny Winter Garden, Florida. November is winding down, so don't miss the November to Remember sale event. This event offers you thousands of incentive money from Road Trek, up to $9,000 off. Plus, you get Leisure Time special deal. These deals are on in-stock models with AGM batteries. Make the holidays extra special by getting the road trek of your dreams from Leisure Time RV. Before you buy, call us at 1-800-336-6565 or email admin@leisuretimerv.com. We sell to folks all over the U.S. Check out our inventory, including the Zion and the new Zion SRT, on our website, www.leisuretimerv.com, or call us at 1-800-336-6565. Remember, your vacation starts with Leisure Time RV.
What's happening? Time now to check the RV calendar of events and gatherings you need to know about.
Well, we've got a couple of things that we want to tell you about. The first of them is one that you can't go to. Well, you can't go to it unless you work in the RV industry for a dealership or a manufacturer or appliance or accessory dealer, because it's closed to the public. But I'm mentioning it because you're going to hear a lot about it next week. It is the National RV Trade Show, and it is in Louisville, Kentucky, December 1st through the 3rd. This is the big industry show. This is where most of the RV dealers order the inventory that they will sell throughout 2016. So lots of new innovations on display. All the manufacturers are there. And those attending are dealers, sales personnel, people who are involved in RV industry, and there's lots of exhibits there as well. You'll hear a lot of news about it, and we'll pass them along as we get the news stories as well. But that's next week in Louisville, Kentucky, the National RV Trade Show. The first public event that I know of that's coming up in December, and December's a slow month. You know, it's a very slow month for RV sales because everybody's, you know, they're not necessarily thinking about buying an RV in December. That's why it's a good time, by the way, to buy an RV, because you can get much better deals. But one show that I do want to pass along that we know about, and this is December 4th through the 6th in Florida, it is the Giant Recreation World presenting their first annual RV and boat show, December 4th to the 6th. And this is at Exploration Tower at Port Canaveral, Florida. If you're in that area, it's at 670 Dave Nisbet Drive at Port Canaveral. This is in Brevard County, and it's this is where they will have all sorts of new and lots of quality pre-owned RVs and boats featured on display and available for sale. It's free admission. I'll put a link on the show notes page if you want to check it out, so you can find it. But that's the only RV show I know about in December, and that's in Port Canaveral, Florida, December 4th through the 6th.
Traveling North America in a Class B motor home. This has been Road Trekking the Podcast with journalist Mike Wendland. Got a question for next week? Click the send voicemail link on the roadtrekking.com blog. Till then, we'll see you out there. Road Trekking. Road Trekking.
Well, so ends another episode of Road Trekking the RV Podcast. I don't know where you are on this Thanksgiving week, but as Jennifer said, we wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. We pray that you have a great time with friends and family, and that you get to sit back and enjoy all the food and the fixings of Thanksgiving, and be grateful to God for all that He has allowed you to see and experience and see this year. We have a great lifestyle in this RV world that we all get to travel in. We've got great friends and great community, and I can't wait to see what 2016 has. But on this Thanksgiving, I'm giving a special thanks for you. those who've been so kind to us in terms of the support we've received out on the road, the friendliness, the kindness, the encouragement. And it's so exciting to have you all be a part of this podcast as well by using that leave a voicemail link on the roadtrekking.com website. So I want to also thank all of those road trekking reporters who so diligently provide content each day. We have fresh content on the roadtrekking.com blog. And also that team of outstanding moderators who help keep our road trekking Facebook group so exciting and fun and on track. It's a privilege to be your friend. And I can't wait to see all of them and all of you out there somewhere on the road over the next few months as the new season begins right after the first of the year. So we are going to go get ready for Thanksgiving and a big playoff game for our grandson's football team on Saturday, making our way back into Michigan on the weekend. And we'll be back next Wednesday with the first Thanksgiving, post-Thanksgiving podcast of the year, which we will we'll have we'll be doing that back in our studio in Michigan, because we're actually going to be home for a month once we get back with this trip. Thanks so much for listening, and happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thanks for putting us in your ear.